好啦，各位听众朋友，翻到嚟我哋节目时间最后一节 ，Time flies when you're having fun。
系啊，
虽然咧铺到电影咧就已经拍咗啦，我哋两个 we're not in it，but 今日同阿 Kevin 倾偈，I feel like we're already in the movie，chatting with Kevin。Welcome back to the show，Kevin。
我肯定唔系 rich 嗰个，系 crazy 嗰个咯。
No，I'll be probably one of the servants or one of those friends。
头先咧，你讲到咧就系嗰套戏嗰个 trailer 咧喺上网已经系见可以睇到啦，大家可以去 YouTube 去查下啦。咁令到嗰個 community 好 exciting 啊，好興奮啊！咁其中嘅原因，我覺得呢套戲而家推出咧係一個 timing 方面好好，尤其荷里活咧而家講緊嘅就係 diversity。咁所以咧已經有人講就話，哦，今年年初咧黑人咧有一個 Black Panther， 令到啲黑人嗰個觀眾咧覺得好自豪嗰套戲。咁而今年同一年咧一套會令到亞洲人自豪咧，就係呢一套 Crazy Rich Asian。
So there's a lot of talk in Hollywood about diversity. There's Black Panther and now Crazy Rich Asian. So it seems like it's hitting all the right spots.
It really is, and I think especially for Asian Americans, they feel it's so important to have representation on the big screen.
Yep.
I think for the Asians living in Asia, because you know Hong Kong has its amazing movie industry, China has already its established system. To them, they're excited about the movie for different reasons. They're excited because they love the book, but it's to them they're used to seeing Chinese audiences in all their movies. But for American-born Chinese, it's especially an important movie because a whole generation has grown up never seeing a Chinese family on the big screen from Hollywood.
咁因為咧，Kevin 都冇講錯嘅，好少見到咧一套咧全部亞洲人，但係講英文嘅，喺呢個荷里活嘅熒光幕上邊，所以咧係對尤其是美加嘅亞洲人啦，北美洲嘅亞洲人咧係特別係覺得係高興嘅。
係啊，係啊，係啊。嗱，三套。Kevin 所寫三本書咧，就係 Crazy Rich Asians 啦、China Rich Girlfriend 啦、Rich People、
really、
Problems and Novel 啦、三套戲有一個字咧，三套書都係有呢個字嘅，就係、是、rich。咁樣好似聽講話，你寫呢套呢三套戲咧，係一次過寫呢三本書。I heard it is you write these three novels at the same time, or you have the idea.
I had the whole idea for the whole story when I first started writing the first book.
So the whole theme is rich, is it?
Yeah, well, the whole film is just actually about the first book. So we hope to make, you know, sequels in the third book.
But I think your question was the three books had the word rich in
it.
So the whole trilogy of the books is about rich people.
Exactly.
Yep. So, but you wrote the whole three books all at once? Or
at all. Oh, just the first one first.
But you already had the concept for the three books.
I had the whole story in my mind.
Ah, and it was always going to be a trilogy?
That was my idea.
Ah, 咁原來咧就嗱，嗰套電影咧就 based on book one 啦。咁但係其實咧 ，Kevin 咧就喺佢個腦袋裏邊咧就已經有齊曬三本書噶啦。咁就一路咧都諗住係出一套三冊嘅一套書。Which kind of begs the question: you were not interested in turning it into a Netflix series?
I think it was, for us, it was important that the first thing that happened was a movie, a big Hollywood movie. That was the goal we were trying to achieve. Because we felt it was so important to break that barrier and really have another movie with an all-star Asian cast.
Lots of little stories in there that can be...Would maybe in a 長篇嘅 show 咧可以 explore 咁啊 ？Kevin 嘅意思話咧，佢頭個 main goal 咧就希望係有一套大嘅荷里活電影先打破咗呢一個嘅障礙，就有亞洲人拍呢一個荷里活嘅片，咁先係佢個第一個先決嘅 goal。So tell us about this latest book, Rich People Problems.
So Rich People Problems is the third and final book in the trilogy, and it really picks up where book two left off.But now we have our hero, Nick Young. He's coming back to Singapore to visit his grandmother, who's on her deathbed. And he doesn't know whether he'll be accepted back into her life because, you know, she was very angry at him for marrying an American-born Chinese girl, not a Singaporean. So when he returns to Singapore, he gets pulled into all the drama and the scandal and all the naughty things that his crazy rich family does as they all fight over this big fortune that Ah Ma is about to...you know, hopefully leave to all of them.
咁啊，而家第三冊咧就叫做 Rich People Problems 啦。咁個主角咧就我電影我哋會見到噶啦 ，Nick 咧，咁佢咧就因為咧就娶咗個咧美籍嘅一個亞洲人，就唔係一個新加坡人。咁當其實同屋企咧就脱離咗關係啦，因為屋企就好唔高興。咁但係屋企人裏邊咧最主要嘅角色阿媽咧就病咗啦，亦都咧就係留低咧一個好大嘅一個點樣廣東話講 fortune 一個
好多錢咯，好多財產，
係好多財產嚇。咁就因此咧佢就要翻去新加坡啦。咁當然翻去新加坡嘅時候咧，就好多嘅複雜啊、曲折嘅 story 就人事嘅關係啊 ，everything all comes together。咁呢個 story 咧就係 follow 咧阿 Nick 呢一樣呢個事情嘅。
係啊，
How much of this is? Have you ever had a chance to go through some of this yourself?
Not personally, but no. I know, you know, in Asia, I hear so many stories of all these families fighting over the family fortune. It's very familiar. Yes. And so I've witnessed this up close with so many friends and families I know.
我問了 Kevin, 即係個靈感咧，係咪因為自己經歷過咧？咁佢都唔使啦，嚟到亞洲咧。成日都聽到就係啲富豪嘅家族咧，人嗰啲仔女咧就點去爭
財產，
爭財產嘅係啊。So this is a 好 common 嘅一個嘅現象嚟嘅噃。What's gonna happen after Rich People Problems? Now you've got your fan base, you've got the trilogy. Are you going to explore other areas in your writing?
Absolutely. So now my next big adventure is writing a TV show. So I'm writing a one-hour dramatic series, and it's going to be partly set in Hong Kong.So the story and involvement of Asia still continues, but it's going to be very, very different than, you know, anything I've done before.
咁我就問阿 Kevin 啦，而家書寫咗啦三冊啦，跟住又會點樣咧？咁啊 ，Kevin 其實又有新嘅轉捩點啦噃嚇，因為而家將會咧佢就去寫第二啲嘢啦，就寫一啲嘅電視嘅節目啦，電視劇集啦。咁今次咧都離唔開亞洲人啦，因為咧亦都係呢個古仔咧就係會係以香港為呢一個主題嘅噃嚇。You know, tell us a little bit.
I can't.
You can't.
It's, still, it's top secret. I've signed my life away. But
are we good for any characters?
Definitely.
Definitely. Yeah. So this is a whole new chapter, a whole new area for you?
Yeah. I've never written a TV show before.
But, and even writing for it is different from writing a novel.
Completely different, you know, because a script, you know, especially TV, it's 60 pages. You have 1 minute per page to tell a story.
But it'll be American TV or Asian?
All over the world.
All over the world.
Global.
But they speak in English or in Chinese?
Not necessarily.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, like, 他不可以透露太多。總之, the backdrop we know is Hong Kong. That's all he's going to say. The backdrop is Hong Kong. 咁我就問阿 Kevin 咧，寫書同埋寫一個TV show 咧，佢話咧係完全兩樣唔同嘅媒體嚟嘅。因為一個 TV show 咧，一版咧你有六十秒啦，去到講你嘅 story 㗎嚇，咁啊寫六十版字啦。咁一本書當然就幾百字咧，你大把時間去將佢拆散講出嚟。
同埋廣告時間嘅時候咧，又要整啲所謂少少 suspense 吸引人觀眾咧，廣告時間翻嚟，就即係就唔似本 novel 可以好順咁樣講。
So my final question is, are you going to explore other areas of writing, maybe crime fiction or
ghost stories,
or spy thrillers, or where do you see yourself in the next few years?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see, you know, creativity morphs and it's always a constant flow. We'll see what happens after the TV show.
Like so you're open to...
I'm completely open. You know, maybe I'll just go to acupuncture school and... Not even right. I'm actually fascinated by acupuncture.
咁問阿 Kevin， 跟住落嚟會點啦？咁啊，會唔會寫下啲crime 啦，或者係間諜啊咁樣？咁佢話咧，佢都唔出奇嘅噃嚇。佢話咧會睇下當其時嘅環境係點，因為機會嚟嘅時候咧就要掌握嘅。佢話好可能甚至無咧去讀呢一個針灸都唔定喎嚇。咁啊，當然有好多新嘅 adventure 同經驗咧就等緊 Kevin 嘅。咁喺呢度咧 ，We want to thank you, Kevin, so much for taking time to come on the show to share with us your adventures.咁啊，大家睇一睇大家嘅 Rich People Problems。咁我轉頭咧就擺個 link 喺我個 Facebook 度啦。
係啦，嚇！咁啊，至於個電影咧，《Crazy Rich Asians》咧，就將會係8月17號會喺温哥華上映噶。
係啦，喺呢度咧 ，Thank you once again, Kevin, and please do come again.
Thank you so much， 多謝。
Thank you， 拜拜。